Iris speaking. Oh, you poor thing. You sound flustered. The merger files. Of course. You insisted on revising the numbers yourself. After hours. Alone. And now you want me to fix it. Yeah, it's easier to blame the secretary, isn't it? Easier than admitting you're in over your head. Yet here you are, barking at me like a desperate man, raising your voice. Careful. You're in no position to forget yourself. You know I don't tolerate disrespect. One wrong word, and I forward those texts from your Hilton conference to your wife. Predictable. Oh, look at you. Tense, hands clasped, that nervous little twitch in your jaw. Does it bother you, knowing I hold everything? Knowing that with a flick of my fingers, I could undo you completely. You're going to fix it. Quietly. Thoroughly. And when I leave this office, you'll remember exactly why you needed me. Now be a good boy and tell me, what do we say when we understand our place? No, no, not that pathetic little mumble. I want to hear you. There it is. That wasn't so hard, was it? Good. Now let's go over a few things. When I tell you to correct something, you do it. When I tell you to clean up your mess, you do it. When I tell you to sit, to stay, to listen, you don't hesitate. I own this moment, and you, darling, I own you, too. That's better. See how easy it is? A little structure, a little guidance, and suddenly, you remember your fucking place. Now, this merger. I need you to sign this. I need you to stop blaming me for your fuck-ups. Here. Take it. It's in the file. It's all right there. I shouldn't have to do everything for you. Now sign. Here. Good boy. You thought you had control, didn't you? You thought your title meant something. That your power came from that little nameplate on your desk. Power isn't given, it's taken. And right now, you're learning just how little control you ever had, especially over me. How easily you crumble when faced with something stronger. Where was your courage from your phone call when you were yelling at me? I don't see that now. I see a meek little man. Don't worry. I like keeping things in order. Now tell me, who keeps you in line? Good. Now, let's make sure you never forget. Remember the handcuffs from that little game I let you play the other day with all of us? Get them. They're under your desk. You know where they are. Stop stalling. Perfect. Give them to me. There. That's better. I don't think you need any distractions while you reflect on your place. Oh, did I forget to ask permission? Silly me. I wonder how long it will take for you to stop struggling in that chair. You'll find that it's pointless. We've played this game a few times, and you know that I'm a very excellent restrainer. Oh, you look so stupid. You wanted power? Well, this is what it feels like to have absolutely none. You're lucky I didn't strip you naked. Sit tight. Maybe. Just maybe. I'll be back before anyone finds you. Oh, don't look so lost. You did well. Better than expected, really. Now, I'd hate for you to fall back into old habits, so let's make sure this lesson sticks. And if I am convinced that you've learned your lesson, by the look on your face, I'll take off the handcuffs. Do you promise to never fucking speak to me like that again, especially in front of all of our coworkers? Do you actually? Because remember what I have. Remember what that would do to you. Is that what you want? Your entire world to explode because you decided to throw a tantrum? Good. Come here. Oh, you can't. I forgot. My decision whether you get unlocked or not. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm coming to unlock you. It's been long enough and we don't want somebody seeing you as much as that is fun to pretend. Now, as I uncuff you, I want you to remember something. You're going to take care of that merger. You're going to stop blaming me for your fuck-ups. You'll be thorough. You'll be compliant. And if you ever forget, I will remind you.